Hello.
Hi. Hi. Good day, everyone. My name is Ernie Guillon. I'm the project manager for LAMS. And in this part of the presentation, we're going to be talking about Moodle 2 integration. As you know, LAMS, it's all of what we've been talking today, so not much need to describe it. But the way that we can use LAMS is a standalone application or also integrated with different learning management systems that already exist. And today, in particular, I'm going to be talking about Moodle 2, which is the second generation of Moodle that was released at the end of last year. But before I start, it's good to point out that there's many already integrations done with other versions and other LMS like Moodle, the previous version, version 1, Sakai, Blackboard, WebCT, .learn, and some other Microsoft SharePoint and things like that. And they all sort of have their own particular ways of working, but they all pretty much in concept work the same way. So I'm not so sure how many of you guys have heard much of what Moodle 2, or probably the best question to ask is how many of you use Moodle before? All right, not many of us. So Moodle 2, would that be? No? Okay, so Moodle 2 is it's actually quite different. I'm stealing this slide from Martin de Guillamas, which is the creator of Moodle. And there's some major parts of Moodle that have been completely rewritten for in Moodle 2. And it's quite a more cohesive system now. There has been a lot of things that have changed under the sort of the engine of Moodle. As you can see here, but we won't go into any details on this. But perhaps what a few things that I can point out is when we get specifically into Moodle, they will actually show up for themselves. So, Moodle 2, yeah, this is basically how a standard Moodle 2 out of the box looks like. Here in the middle we have a course. So this is my course. So this would be my Moodle page, and here I would actually have my available courses. Yeah, and according to my role in different courses, I would actually have different things that I can do, different features that I'm available to use. Yeah. So if I go to this course 101, where I'm a teacher, I'll be able to have a look at my course page, and the courses in Moodle actually are broken down in different what is called topic areas. This could also be a calendar. Each of these chunks could be a calendar, like could be weeks. Yeah, and there's two or three different ways to move them around, but the standard way is pretty much this one. Also on the side, I have my navigation menus, my setting menus according to my access level, and some other boxes here that I can customize the teachers or my students can actually view. Because I'm a teacher here in Moodle, I can turn what is called the editing. Yeah, and editing would allow me to sort of modify or add new things into my blocks, in my topic blocks. So the way that LAMS is actually integrated within Moodle is it actually is yet another activity within Moodle. So here we have the Moodle chat, the Moodle choice, the Moodle database, the forum, the blah 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 blah, and one of them is actually the LAMS lesson activity. And once that I select this LAMS lesson activity, it allows me to create a LAMS lesson. And from here, I can do a couple of things. From here, I can actually see my LAMS folders, yeah, with all my sequences. And from here, if I want to author a new sequence, I can just click on this button and automatically will jump into LAMS. Yeah? So as you can see now, I'm actually, because I'm a teacher on this Moodle course, I can actually go to LAMS and then create other designs, so new designs. Now note that this is a separate system, so it's not that Moodle is part of LAMS is part of Moodle. They're two different systems, but what this integration allows you to do is basically jump seamlessly from one to the other. Yeah. So here, what we have is our LAMS activities, and here is where we can actually build our LAMS sequences. Oops. And this is your full standard lamps and ones that I save a sequence. I can continue editing or just close this page and go back to my Moodle page. Now you'll see that my example one sequence is just here. So now I'm back in Moodle and I'm able to select here. Now I can actually put some sort of descriptions here for my students to do. And then because LAMMPS is just another Moodle activity, it also has the potential to have access to all the different characteristics that I can add for Moodle activities too. So in this case, I'm just going to save and display to make it a little bit easier, and we're going to get into specifics later on. Yeah. So what once that I click on save, what that has done is basically has created a lesson in LAMMPS that where I can actually have a link directly into Moodle. So now my students would be able to see this open lesson button. But because I'm a teacher, I can also see the monitor button. So directly from here, students can just jump into lessons. Of course, because I'm the teacher, I'm also able to monitor monitoring their progress. So this is me as a learner, and I can also see me as a student. As a teacher, I can actually follow this user. So these are the bare basics of how this works. But there's a few things that we can actually do with this new integration, and some of them are quite powerful and make LAMMPS be a bit more closely tied integrated with Moodle. And one of the things that I can do, for instance, let me just show you the sequence. Is whenever I have a quiz or any activity within LAMMPS that actually gives me some sort of output, I can transfer that output back into the gradebook in Moodle. So in that sense, it's seamless how the two actually get combined. So for instance, let's have a look at this example where what I have is just a very simple two activities, and this is just a multiple choice. This multiple choice has 10 questions, each question worth 10 points. What I can do, is I can go back here, find my gradebook integration example. I can also do things like this. You remember when we were actually displaying, for each sequence, we have what is called a nice design. In this case, it's very, very simple. It's just two activities. But I can also include that as part of that I want the students to see what the activities would be when they jump to them. Because I want to actually pass this gradebook back into LAMMPS, I can actually give them a grading. So, for instance, I can actually say that the grade that I want this to have in Moodle it would be 100 points. It doesn't necessarily mean that in LAMMPS I also have to have 100 points. What it would do is that the maximum of this would be 100 points. So if LAMMPS would actually have less than that, it would automatically calculate whatever the output is in according to what I want to put in the Moodle one, in the Moodle gradebook. So in this case, I can actually say there's 100, for instance, and then just save. So again, once that I save, it actually creates my lesson. And now we can just jump into lesson to see how this actually plays. Blah, 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 Moodle, da, da, da. So this is the introduction, and now this is the multiple choice. So here are the questions. Who is the president of the United States? Henry Ford? George W. Bush, Italy, Berlusconi, but probably not for long. Julia Slim Dusty. Who's the president of Indonesia? Bambang Yudhoyono. The Japan. Taro Aso? No. Kasumi? No. Ireland? I think he's married. Norway. God knows. I know this was the singer of Aha, so it can't be that one. I don't know. go for this one. Iraq, God no. Brazil is Dilma now. All right, so we got pretty much, well, 70 points out of the 100, so not bad. So once that I finish this sequence, I can see now that in my course page, in my grades in Moodle, my user already has the score that I got back into the Moodle gradebook. Yeah. So that's quite useful when you're actually trying to combine the two LAMPS within your LMS. Another good thing that Moodle has, and this is a new feature in version Moodle version 2, is that now Moodle activities have the concept of state, so you can actually set that a Moodle activity is finished. So, for instance, what that means is whenever I'm going to create a new lesson, I can actually specify that I want the completion tracking to be turned on. Yeah. So, but Moodle even allows you to do a couple of things. It can allow you for the students to mark when he has actually completed that manually, or you can actually set up that when certain events are happening. So, for instance, I can actually specify that the student must have viewed this activity in order to mark it as complete, that the student must have a grade to complete this activity, or show as complete when the actual LAMP sequence finishes. Yeah, so, for instance, if I choose that one, once that I save this, if I go back to my course, you'll see that here is how Moodle tracks the completion state. Yeah. So if I go into this sequence, I'll jump into it every finish it very quickly. Next. Okay. That one. This activity would be marked already as completed. Yeah. So if I go back to my Moodle page, turn my editing off, you can see that now this has been marked as completed. Yeah. Another thing that we're currently working on, and this is something that we already have done with Moodle 1.9, is the ability for us to not only use the LAMPS activities within to create LAMPS lessons, but also use Moodle activities. So what that means specifically is that here on the side, you not only have the LAMPS activities, but also the Moodle activities. And you can do sequences using Moodle activities, not just LAMPS. And this is something that we hopefully are going to have in the next few months before the next LAMPS conference in Sydney. And the good news about this is that whatever sequences that you do with these activities, you can also export them and send them to another person, and this other person can use them too, as long as they have the two of these systems combined too, integrated. So yeah, that's pretty much it in terms of the Moodle 2 and LAMPS integration. So, any questions? Can we do mobile? I can show you a little bit of what we've done on that. This is experimental stuff that we're working on. And for instance, this would be how you can run LAMPS in sort of mobile devices. So this is this is a common, you see the LAMS forum tool turn into a mobile application. So in this case, you see this is just your standard LAMS activity. So I can just come here. Imagine that this whole thing would be just the display of an iPhone or an iPad or something similar. So you see it actually has the look and feel already of one of these applications. Yeah. So the work that we're currently doing at the moment is try to get so you see you can get all your toppings and then go back. And this is just a standard thing. Yeah. So the idea is what we would like to achieve on this is that by detecting the browser that you're using or the device that you're using, we switch from one interface to the next, according to whatever mobile or device you're using. So you won't necessarily need to have a mobile application that you have to get from the iTunes store or something. You can just use your standard LAMS, and according to the browser or the device that you have, would actually go from one interface to the next. We could actually do some testing, but again, you need to understand that we're still working on it, and we're using a particular library that is actually not fully yet finished and ready for production. So if you're willing to actually engage in some sort of testing on this, I'll be happy to sort of point you to the right direction or help you out to do that. But it still is in the development stage, is it? Yes. So okay. Yeah. So, and the advantage of this one is that you only need to maintain your LAMS server. You don't need to sort of worry about having another application that the students have to maintain. So in that sense, it makes it a lot easier for you and also the students. No. The thing is that you probably can. Yeah. So this is student stuff. Yeah. Student views and things like that. James.
So this will be new features that we'll add to the general version of LAMS probably by the end of this year, time frame. Not just the Moodle 2, it's the use of LAMS. So it isn't there today, but you know, by the time it's done, then it'll be available for all LAMS users. And if over the next 3 to 6 months, while we're still building it and testing it, you'd like to help us and help us find the bugs to make it better, then
okay. Any other questions, Moodle 2 or mobile devices while we're at it? Blackboard. Okay. Say it again? Yes. Yeah. All right. So LAMS already works with Blackboard. It works in a similar fashion. So you can create lessons within Blackboard, and they would appear as if they would be Blackboard lessons. Let's see if we can actually have a closer look. eAdventure that you use here at NTU already has this, but this is our old Blackboard integration server as a demo. Yeah, so this is Blackboard as a standard, as vanilla as you can get. And in here you have your classes, and within your classes you have your courses. And then within a course, if you get LAMS turn on as one of the features in your course, and if you're at NTU and you want to use LAMS, you need to talk to your IT people or probably someone at Daniel's department that would allow you to turn that feature on. So if once you do, you have this LAMS button here, and here are the links to your lessons. Yeah. Okay. Well, good news for you is that the integration block to get LAMS to work with Blackboard, it's free, and you can download it directly from our website. And if you need sort of support for getting to work with your institution, there's the LAMS International company that can help you out to get it up and running and started and all that. So in that sense, there's a, I think in the bag there's information, more information about the company as well.
Ed?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right. So in terms of Blackboard, the bit that we're working on is basically to get the grades out of LAMS into the Blackboard gradebook. So that hasn't actually been quite a straightforward task, and that has to do probably with Blackboard not being open source. So it's a bit more complicated to do things. Try to work around it. Hopefully, one day we'll be able to also do what we want to do with Moodle, which is getting some of their tools into LAMS so they can actually sequence LAMS activities. But we would love to do the same thing with Blackboard, but I think that's going to be proven a bit more difficult due to the fact that we don't have access to the code as we are with Moodle. But for Gradebook, yeah, that's on the plans. Yeah, as a matter of fact, with Chen Rui, that's when we started developing the feature to get that pass. So there's some work that we need to do with that. But yeah. Yeah, it's a bit annoying, but yeah, it works. Correct. Yes, and they don't necessarily need to be Moodle tools in order to do that. They just need to be LAMS tool that as soon as the student actually finishes this thing, all the outputs or all the results from this lesson automatically get put into the Blackboard or Moodle gradebook. Yeah? Any other questions? All right, well, lunch now.
Those who don't know, Ernie leads the technical team on LAMS, so if any of you have a real interest in the technical side, he's the one to grab over lunch or when you've got a spare moment. Otherwise, I think we'll wrap up now and go to lunch. And just a reminder that we'll start again here at 1:30 in both this room and the next room, and we'll run on from that time so that we can try and be on time for